Good evening, and welcome to the Night Owl. I hope we're not keeping you up. I mean, if you're here, you had no intentions of sleeping anyways. Tonight's story may feature content that may contain adult language and scenarios that may not be suitable for all audience members, so listener's discretion is advised. If you like what you hear on the Night Owl, and you want to help the podcast out even further, head on over to iTunes where you can subscribe, comment, rate, and review. And if you have a story of your own you'd like featured on this podcast, email at thebearbrainpodcast@gmail.com with the subject headline, The Night Owl. Those decisions we make on a day-to-day basis, as if our lives depended on it. Well, sometimes it just might. Lock your doors, check your windows, and get comfortable. Because you won't be sleeping tonight. I give you eyewitness. So my number got called. Jury duty. What timing? I don't know anyone who actually enjoys jury duty. On one hand, it's a trial that you'd rather not sit through because it's like watching paint dry. Other instances, you're deciding the outcome of someone else's life. I'm indifferent. This was a long trial. And tense. The suspect in question was guilty of murder, and the recount of it left nothing to the imagination. There was no way this guy wouldn't spend the rest of his life behind bars, if he was lucky. To know I'd have a hand in that decision. Mixed feelings, but I'd be relieved once it was all over. I was surprised when I got selected for this case. It was really close to home for me. I mean, I knew the exact area everything took place. It was a route I took daily. It was a reservoir, or it is a reservoir, close to my home. A nice walk during the day and night. Benches and jogging paths parallel with water. Sometimes I'd sit there and enjoy the air, or people watch if I was up to it. The path had its own personality. To come alive at different times in the day, and surprisingly, this place had majority of its visitors late at night. During the day, it was a ghost town. This case in question definitely happened during the day, when no one was around. It took them a while to find all the body parts, but they did recover everything. Every day of the trial, I studied the suspect. As the examiners detailed the specifics of how the body was dismembered, how long it had been, and what was used, he just sat there in disbelief. You watch those TV shows where people that do this are usually stone-faced or wear a smirk the entire time, like they're proud of what they did. But this guy, he played victim, and he pleaded innocent. Even his attorney seemed surprised at the details. Like, could the guy I'm representing really be capable of this? The cuts were clean, the examiner said. The process was premeditated. The victim was a runner, out for a run on this particular day. Obviously, no idea he'd be running for his life. Every day after court, I take that route and really take it all in. Like, this is where it all happened. I'd play back the details in my head when I got home. I mean, I could picture it all in my head. What a sight. The runner was definitely fit, and so was the suspect. But he was caught off guard from what it seemed, so that didn't really matter. No defensive wounds. No signs of a struggle. He got him from behind, definitely. Blunt force to the head, they said. And he fell like a sack of potatoes. Since it was pretty busy at nighttime, the assumption was that it had to have happened mid-afternoon. The victim was going for a peaceful run and either knew his attacker or got surprised. My guess is they were familiar at one point or another. Maybe the suspect had bad blood with him. Each juror had their own thoughts of what may have taken place and why. This guy just needs to be put away. Who cares how he did it? The fact is that he did it, I proclaimed. I didn't hear any disagreements on it either. I wanted to get this over with. They got their guy, so why not get on with our lives? But what if it isn't the right guy? One of the jurors said. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I mean, we are deciding someone's life. Life for a life, another juror said. Yeah, but what if they got the wrong guy? You've seen those documentaries where they make a criminal out of some innocent person just to appease the public. Look, I'm sure this guy did it. How? Evidence is how. But there were no witnesses. But they found him around the very area. It's a public area. Look, if you're so concerned, why don't you take his place? This guy did everything they said he did, all right? They didn't skimp out on the details either. He doesn't look like a killer, is all I'm saying. Well, what killer does? I vote guilty. Same. Guilty. Each juror went around and gave their verdict. When it got to me, I looked around the room and voted guilty. We all went back in. We all gave our statement. This guy was being put away for good. He looked at each of the jurors one last time, seeking pity. I almost felt sorry for him. But better him than me. One less person to get in my way next time. So there you have it. Tune in next week for another story to keep you up at night. You can follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram at the Bird Brain Podcast, and come hang out in Cash Junkie Discord server. You can listen to us anywhere you listen to your podcast. Keep in touch. Sleep tight.